From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Henry Ridgewell has a look ahead.
For the world's political and business leaders, the annual World Economic Forum is the place to see and be seen. This year, there is added stardust. Donald Trump arrives Thursday, the first sitting U.S. president to attend since Bill Clinton in 2000. But it is Donald Trump's attitude to globalization and, by extension, free trade that is generating a tangible tension ahead of his speech that will close the summit Friday. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Treasury Department placed sanctions on 9 entities, including 2 China-based trading firms that helped export millions of dollars worth of metals and other materials used in North Korea's defense sector. Thursday's China Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said that Beijing opposes any country using its own laws to carry out what it called long-arm jurisdiction on Chinese companies or individuals. She also stated that she was unsure if any of those specified had violated UN resolutions in accordance with Chinese law. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said it would not be right for Turkey and the United States to discuss a potential safe zone in Syria until trust issues between the NATO allies are resolved. That report coming from the Hurriyet newspaper. On Wednesday, local media had quoted Cavusoglu as saying that the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had proposed a 30-kilometer safe zone along Turkey's border with Syria. This is VOA News. Veteran U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson has quit a crisis panel set up by Myanmar to advise on Rohingya exodus. That occurred on Thursday. Serena Deyurum has more.
In an exclusive interview with Reuters, the former U.N. ambassador to the U.S. called the panel a, quote, whitewash and cheerleading operation for the government. Richardson said he argued with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi during a meeting Monday after he brought up the case of 2 Reuters reporters on trial accused of breaching the country's Official Secrets Act. Suu Kyi's spokesman told Reuters, "We feel sorry for his resignation."
That was reporter Serena Deyurum. A third person has been confirmed dead by the fire brigade officials on Thursday after a train derailment near Milan, Italy. State train firm Ferrovie dello Stato said in a statement, a regional train operated by Trenord derailed near the Piotello Lamento station, some 40 kilometers from Milan, without giving details on potential casualties. Fire brigade video shows firemen trying to extract people still trapped inside the train interior. North Korea's conciliatory message sent out Thursday may indicate South Korea's Olympic outreach is working, but there are concerns that improving inter-Korean relations could undermine the U.S. maximum pressure strategy. North Korea's sudden accommodating attitude has left many analysts skeptical. Daniel Pinkston is a lecturer at the International Relations with Troy University in Seoul.
I would like somehow the Olympic experience to transform North Korean behavior and that they become a more cooperative state. I don't think that's going to be the case.
The Moon administration's goal is to convince Pyongyang to return to international talks to dismantle its nuclear weapons in exchange for sanctions, relief, and security guarantees. The chief executive of Save the Children said the organization temporarily suspended their operations in Afghanistan following a deadly attack Wednesday, but remains deeply committed to helping the children of Afghanistan. Haley Thorning-Schmidt called the crime horrendous and said that attacks against aid workers should never be tolerated.
These are some of the most deprived and marginalized children in the world, and we will stay there. Save the Children has been there for more than 40 years, and we will stay in Afghanistan to help all these children.
Militants stormed the offices of Save the Children in eastern Afghanistan, killing 4 people and triggering a shootout with police that lasted almost 10 hours. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters he would speak with special counsel Robert Mueller under oath. Mueller is investigating whether Trump obstructed justice when he fired former FBI Director James Comey. It's unclear if Trump's legal team supports his intentions. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.